Now, we find here that he taught them many things in parables and said unto them in his doctrine. He taught them many things in parables. And Jesus adopted the use of parables at this point in his ministry. And by the way, he was about halfway through his 3 years ministry. And he used certain parabolic illustrations before, the woman at the well, for instance. And then he talked to her about the water of life. And then he told his disciples he'd make them fishers of men. And he said the fields were white unto harvest. And he made use of salt and light and the foundations of rock and sand in the Sermon on the Mount. But those are not parables. But now he has adopted the parabolic method. And the parable here of the sower, he says, "Hearken, behold, there went out a sower to sow." And I would recommend those of you that got our book on Matthew that you refer to it at this particular point, because there we went into a great deal more detail than we go into in Mark. And then we read, and I'm reading now verse 4, "It came to pass, as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and the fowls of the air came and devoured it up. Some fell on stony ground, where it had not much earth, and immediately it sprang up, because it had no depth of earth. But when the sun was up, it was scorched, and because it had no root, it withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it yielded no fruit." Now, these are the three areas where the seed fell, and they represent the unsaved that do not accept the gospel, do not accept the Word of God. And these are the reasons. The wayside, the fowls devoured them. The devil takes away the Word. The stony ground, the sun withers it. They don't have much deepness at all. And then there's the thorny ground, and the thorns choked it. Now we have the good ground here. He says, "And other fell on good ground, did yield fruit, that sprang up and increased and brought forth 30, 60, and 100. Now we have here only 1/4 that fell on good ground. And that means these are the ones that are saved. They receive the Word. But you have different degrees of fruit bearing here, 30, 60, and 100-fold. And you remember the Lord said to his own there on the way to the Garden of Gethsemane when he told him, "I am the genuine vine." He said, "I want you to bring forth fruit, more fruit, and much fruit." 3 degrees of fruit bearing, you see. And they are the ones that are his.